Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Deere & Company, the powerhouse in agricultural machinery and equipment, often just known by its ticker, DE. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a company that's been shaping the farming and construction industries for decades, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Deere & Company with insights pulled straight from the latest data, earnings calls, and performance metrics. Let's get into it and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Deere & Company operates in the machinery space, specifically within the agricultural and construction equipment sectors. They're a global leader, headquartered in the U.S., with a massive workforce and a market cap that reflects their heavyweight status in the industry. Their product lineup is synonymous with quality, and they've been a staple for investors looking at industrial and cyclical stocks. Now let's talk about what's been happening recently with Deere before we dive into the nitty-gritty of our analysis. Looking at the latest news and performance trends, Deere has had some mixed signals. Their stock performance over the past year shows resilience compared to shorter-term fluctuations, with solid gains over a five-year horizon, outpacing many peers in the sector. However, shorter-term metrics like the past month and quarter indicate some volatility, likely tied to broader industry challenges. From recent earnings call summaries, specifically their first quarter 2025 discussion, there's a notable 30% decline in net sales, which raises eyebrows. Management pointed to weaker demand in key markets, especially in agriculture, as a driving factor. On the flip side, they're doubling down on cost discipline and tech innovation, which could be a game changer. So with that backdrop, let's unpack the SWOT and see where Deere stands for long-term investors like us. Strengths. Let's start with what makes Deere & Company a standout. Their brand is rock solid. As a leader in agricultural and construction equipment, they've built trust and loyalty over generations. Their global presence, with significant revenue from diverse regions as seen in their geographic segment data, helps buffer against localized downturns. Financially, they're in a strong position with a healthy gross profit margin and net profit margin from the latest metrics. This shows they're not just selling equipment, they're doing it profitably, even in a tough market. Their return on equity is also impressive, signaling efficient use of shareholder capital. Another big plus is their focus on innovation. From the earnings call, it's clear they're investing heavily in technology, think precision agriculture and automation. This isn't just a buzzword, it's a core driver for future growth, especially as farming becomes more data-driven. Lastly, their dividend yield is attractive for income-focused investors. It's not sky-high, but it's consistent, and paired with their history of returning value to shareholders, it's a nice perk for those of us thinking long-term. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are some cracks to watch. That 30% drop in net sales from the recent earnings report is a red flag. It's tied to softening demand in agriculture, which is a core part of their business. If this trend continues, it could weigh heavily on revenue and margins. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, based on the latest figures. While they've got the cash flow to manage it for now, a prolonged downturn could make this leverage a bigger issue. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they handle this balance sheet risk. Also, their reliance on cyclical industries like agriculture and construction means they're at the mercy of economic swings. When farmers or builders tighten their belts, Deere feels the pinch, and we're seeing that play out right now with weaker demand. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there's a lot of potential for Deere to capitalize on. The push towards sustainable and precision farming is a massive tailwind. Their investments in tech, as highlighted in the earnings call, position them to lead this shift. If they can keep rolling out cutting-edge solutions, they could grab even more market share. Emerging markets are another growth avenue. While specific regions show mixed results in the revenue data, the long-term trend of global population growth and food demand means more need for efficient farming equipment. Deere's global footprint gives them a head start here. Let's not forget about valuation. Looking at their forward PE ratio, It's within a reasonable range compared to historical averages and industry peers. If they can turn around the current demand slump, there's room for the stock to re-rate higher, especially for patient investors. Finally, their focus on cost discipline, as mentioned by management, could help margins even if sales stay flat. If they execute well, this could be a quiet but powerful driver of profitability over the medium term. Threats. Now, let's talk about what could trip Deere up. The biggest threat right now is the ongoing weakness in agricultural demand. If this isn't just a blip, but a longer-term shift, maybe due to geopolitical tensions or commodity price swings, it could seriously hurt their top line. Industry competition is fierce. While Deere is a leader, they're not alone, and smaller, nimbler players or even tech disruptors could challenge their dominance, especially in the precision ag space they're betting on. Macro headwinds are another concern. Rising interest rates, inflation, or a broader economic slowdown could further dampen demand for big-ticket items like tractors and excavators. Their sector performance data shows some underperformance compared to broader market trends, which adds to this risk. Lastly, their higher debt levels could become a real problem if cash flows take a hit. While operating cash flow and free cash flow look decent right now, a sustained downturn could strain their ability to service debt without cutting dividends or capex, both of which would spook investors. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. Deere & Company has a lot going for it. Strong brand, solid financials in key areas, and a clear vision for the future with tech-driven growth. But the near-term challenges, especially around demand and debt, can't be ignored. For me, this stock is a classic watch-and-wait candidate. If they can navigate the current headwinds and show signs of demand recovery, the upside could be significant, especially given their reasonable valuation. However, if the agricultural downturn drags on, it might test even the most patient among us. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you see Deere as a core holding in your portfolio, or are you sitting on the sidelines for now? Drop a comment below, and let's keep the conversation going. And if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next video.